o'clock hour brought to you in part by Surf and Sirloin Restaurant, serving giant Alaskan king crab legs. These babies are at least a pound each, and they're served sliced open. You don't even have to crack them. All you do is dig a fork in there and dig out the meat and dip it in a seasoned clarified hot butter. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com. From the all-new 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, hour number three of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon with Frank O'Pinion. Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been helping citizens, law firms, and insurance companies throughout the state for the last 10 years. We investigate everything from cheating spouses to lying employees who are faking injuries. We can help you investigate somebody who's suing you or maybe somebody you want to sue. We can help you find missing relatives or long-lost friends. When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations, 238-1367. That's 238-1367. Visit us online at gatewaypi.net or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Oh, hey, this is Tom from Salt and Smoke. Is Pauly Shore ever eaten at your restaurant?
No.
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 Ew.
No. Oh, God, no. No.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, has he ever eaten at your restaurant twice?
Excuse me.
It's so embarrassing. Salt and Smoke. Now featuring the Hamptons.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. If you are eligible for a VA loan, that's always going to be your best option. There's no other loan that you can buy a house with no down payment or refinance and cash out up to 100% of your home's appraised value. They also have lower rates, no PMI, and we close VA loans in 14 days. If you are VA eligible and looking to refinance or buy a home, apply online today at hero.loan, the only way to VA. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage licensee.
Hey, I want you to know about Wellington Environmental. This St. Louis-based company provides services all over the nation. Wellington Environmental specializes in preventing infectious outbreaks in hospitals, surgery centers, and clinics, infections which kill more than 200 patients a day. The founder, Tom Wellington, is an expert on preventing these infections, and Tom's often asked to speak to health professionals. Wellington Environmental also specializes in dealing with mold issues and has an innovative sterile lightening process that can save time and money. And don't forget, Wellington Environmental can test your water supply to make sure it's free of lead and other toxins. So if you work in healthcare, the building industry, or just want to make sure your home is safe for your family, call Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, Mike.
Doug Bone, he looked like Twister.
Well, Mike Lee has been suspended, but I'll allow him to attend Knife Fest at Bertarelli Cutlery on June 7th to the 9th. Get terrific deals on pocket knives, honey knives, kitchen knives, cook's tools, small appliances, and food prep equipment. Knife Fest at Bertarelli Cutlery is the time to upgrade your kitchen game. So chop chop, cheeky, at 1927 Marconi on the Hill, June 7th to the 9th, Bertarelli Cutlery, where there's never a dull moment.
In some cases, being older can be a disadvantage, but not when it comes to experience in helping you with your lumber and hardware. Since 1946, Nordenburn's Lumber and Hardware Company has provided the metro area with high-quality products and personalized service. A proud family-owned union shop, Nordenburn's newly renovated showroom is located just south of beautiful St. Louis at 10500 Teshire Drive. From changing out a light switch to a whole house from the foundation up, Nordenburn's has the products to get the job done. The hometown professional staff at Nordenburn's is ready to help with current trends or matching a historical custom piece to complete all of your finishes. To go with over 100 molding profiles and finish grade boards, Nordenburn's recently added rough hardwoods in walnut, maple, oak, hickory, ash, and cherry. The specialized service at Nordenburn's allows them to promptly special order items not stocked to complete your project on time and correctly. So call 314-843-0700 or come down to Nordenburn's Lumber and Hardware at 10500 Teshire Drive in St. Louis, where their friendly, experienced staff is waiting to help you. Go Cards!
Do you love local craft beer? If so, you'll enjoy Kirkwood Brewhouse, where they offer 26 beers on tap and beer-themed menu items as well. Located in Green Tree Plaza off Manchester and next to our studios, Kirkwood Brewhouse is the perfect hangout for any sports fans or lemming.
Share. Listen in your car or
evil chocolate. Rocket. So can you send up? We're about to
get Pigeon Playhouse on the air. Good afternoon and welcome to the May 22nd edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Gateway Lock and Security. It's a great company, family business. They know how to keep people out of your house, out of your business, and how to let the right people in, and how to keep the stuff that's there, there. Keep it from being stolen and ripped off, and if it is, they have ways of making sure you catch the bad guy. And I say bad guy because it's usually a guy that does that knucklehead stuff. We'll talk after this.
Hey!
All right. At the control board, he's the guy you email all your complaints to. If you hear anything wrong, that would be this guy who spent 19 years in Great Britain where they just had that big fancy $100 million wedding or whatever it was. 10 of those he spent in Birmingham, England. That's right, he's as close to royalty as we'll ever get. We're never going to get to meet Kate Middleton. I wish we could. Or Pippa, or that Megan. We're not going to meet him. So we got this guy, Trevor Limey Phillips. Say hello to all of the people in this country.
Hello, everyone in this country, listening online on the TuneIn Radio app, on the 590 app, or listening on just good old-fashioned AM radio. Wow. I hope you're having a fantastic day.
That's a lot of choices.
That is a lot of choices.
Your dad's still listening in London?
Yeah, he is listening online, and he says the Deadpool 2 movie is crap.
What's your father's what's your father's name?
David.
Hello, David.
And he said it's crap.
He said it's crap.
David, how are you? How do you? What do the people say to each other? Like we say, "How you doing?" What do they say?
All right, mate.
All right, mate.
All right, mate.
All right, mate.
That's it.
Your son's still working here for now.
Mike.
And now we turn to a man who, in many ways, is like Julia Louis-Dreyfus. So Julia Louis-Dreyfus is very, very wealthy. That's not a joke. She's a gazillionaire. The Dreyfus Fund. You ever heard of that? That's her family, all right? She's got a lot of money, but still works very, very hard. Much like this guy who's heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, yet he still works his guts out here. I've never seen a guy... Oh, wait, I'm thinking of somebody else.
Yeah.
This is Dan Strauss, who's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel, where you can get a complimentary second opinion on your retirement portfolio. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Well, every time we say Stiefel, I always think of steeple. You ever do that thing when you're a kid with your hands like, here's the church, here's the steeple, open up, and here's the people.
Yeah.
You ever do that?
Yeah.
Every kid does that, I think. Now, I think most people know that being a newsman in the radio business is extremely difficult. A lot of hours, a lot of long hours. You go out, if you have a job like that, how can anybody have another job? Well, there's one man who does. Tim Woodburn is more than just a newsman. That's right. He puts in about 30 hours a week as a newsman and another 40. And I know that adds up to 70 hours a week. That's a lot of work, Mr. and Mrs. But he does, and his name is Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. My firm, Gateway Investigations.
You're welcome.
Celebrating 10 years in business this October. I just got an email from an AM and the PM listener at 442. He says, I have met a girl online, and it seems too good to be true. I'd like to do a background check and see if she's who she says she is.
Smart. Probably not.
Smart.
I do
probably
that kind not. Of work. If you're going to go into business with somebody, you're going to start dating somebody, you want to know what's really in their background, for $150, I can tell you everything about them. Ever want to know, email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
And if you're going to start dating and going into business, is that $300?
No, it's just $150.
Still $150?
That's it.
Well, that's a good deal. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He loves his work, the happiest guy I know. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind end.
And, well, that looks good. Rat Boy went next door to this Kirkwood Brew House and got one of those. They got these big pretzels, big soft pretzels. What's that hot sauce you're dipping in? What is
cheese.
It? Oh, cheese. Of course it is. Cheese sauce. He loves that cheese. I think polka music is now, I believe, the hottest music in the country. I think it's the number one music format, especially with young people. And there's no better place to hear it than right here because of these guys, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
It was all over the Billboard Music Awards the other day.
Oh, I'll bet it was.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost too much.
Yeah.
This polka. Now, nominated for the best of polka. Nominated best album. Polka. It's always polka. And what is polka dot? Is that anything, have anything to do with polka music? Is there any connection there? Did they originally dance with dresses with spots on them or something? I don't know if there's a connection or not. I do know this. We're brought to you by Gateway Lock and Security. Gateway Lock and Security is a family-owned business. The business itself has been around for about 60 years, and I'm sure that 60 years ago, all they really had to deal with was locks and just crude basic security. Security meant bigger locks. Locks and more locks and padlocks and other locks. Now, it's a whole different deal. Security, you can't even put a definition on the word security. So he says, well, I'm interested in some security. Well, what kind of security? You're interested in making sure nobody can kick the door in? They can take care of that. Are you interested in making sure nobody can get in who shouldn't get in, like with a proximity card or keyless entry, and they and only they and the people who are supposed to know the code? They do that. Are you interested in making sure people can get out in an emergency with a push bar exit? They do that too. Are you interested in ultra high definition security cameras, which would mean you're interested in preventing something bad from happening, and you're also interested in the event it does happen anyway, making sure the people are caught? They do that too. And there's a whole list of things they do, and you can find them on their website, which is gatewaylockandsecurity.com. They work on businesses. They work on residences, large and small. You may say, well, I'm interested in cameras, but the part I'm really want to cover is pretty dark, and it's not well lit. You can't really light it because there's zoning, and you can't have bright lights. Not a problem. They have night vision cameras that will give you clear, I mean clear images of the bad people who are lurking who shouldn't be, up to 50 feet from the camera in total darkness. They have that. They have all kinds of stuff. The word security has a lot of meanings, but whatever form it takes, whatever meaning you pull up, they probably can take care of that particular aspect of security at Gateway Lock and Security. They do deadbolt installation, of course, basic stuff like that. Not everything they do involves anything high-tech. Some of it's pretty simple, but effective. Restricted key systems, including their own patented keyway systems. You know these keys that you can't duplicate? Because I've tried, a friend of mine loaned me a key one time. It was to a tennis court. And he was a member at this place. Why don't you make a copy of my key? Couldn't do it. Nobody would make a copy of it. Can't do it. They're not keys. And it says on there, do not duplicate or cannot be duplicated. You lose one of those keys, talk to the folks at Gateway Lock and Security. Because sometimes you have to pay a fortune to get a replacement. If you legitimately should have possession of that key, they can make you a copy. They got all kinds of, and these anti-kick things, these things are amazing. It's the equivalent of the club in your car. Get a club on your wheel, you can't drive the car. You get these anti-kick things, nobody's going to kick that door open. Check them out. Go to their website. That's my suggestion. That's the first thing you should do. You have a business and you care about what's in it or the people in it. You have a home, you care about the people in it and what's in that home. Gateway Lock and Security. GatewayLockandSecurity.com. Larry Connors comes on at 6 o'clock, right after we get off, and he'll be here in less than half an hour. Here are some of the things Larry will talk about tonight. President Trump says the North Korea talks might not happen now. Does President Trump really believe that possibility, or is this one of his deal-making tactics? Larry will kick that around. There's also a major university holding a community dialogue on racism, and no white people are allowed. Larry will have that story. NFL owners are debating what the players should do during the national anthem, and some claim it is un-American to make players stand for the national anthem. Larry, we'll have more on that, and I think you probably know what his take is on that. There is a leftist group that's encouraging tourists to their area to burn cars and attack war memorials. And why did a judge order a 15-year-old to pay a $37 million fine? And how did a McDonald's employee try to kill a customer? Ooh. You want to know more? You want to know the rest of the story? As Paul Harris used to say.
Yeah, it's Paul Harvey.
Who is it?
Harvey that said that.
Then listen to Larry Connors tonight.
Do you know the answers to those two questions?
I don't.
I know the kid, the $37 million fine is because he started a fire. He started a forest fire, and that's what they're doing to people that they catch for igniting forest fires is they fine them.
Well, 37 million is 15. He can't pay it.
Well, they'll be garnishing his wages for the rest of his life.
Garnishing his wages for the rest of his life, his kids' lives, and their kids' lives.
Well, I'm just saying.
Wow. You want a bonus joke? This is a joke. On a 1 to 10, it's got to be a 10 to be in the actual Playhouse joke, at the end of the Playhouse. This is like an 8 or a 9. You want this?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, why not? Okay, bonus joke. Early in the Playhouse, rare. This is so rare. Call everybody you know right now and say, turn the radio on 590. This is very rare. This guy's sitting at home. He's watching a ball game, and his wife interrupts him, and she says, honey, could you fix the light in the hallway? It's been flickering for weeks. And he turns to her, and he says, are you kidding me? Fix the lights now? What, does it look like I have General Electric written on my forehead? I don't think so. Sometimes that's how you have to talk to your wife.
Mm-hmm.
She says, fine. She said, could you at least look at the refrigerator door? It won't close right. He says, fix the refrigerator door. Do you see Frigidaire written across the top of my head, my forehead? Frigidaire, do you see it? I don't think so. She says, fine. Look, could you just do this? Could you just, the one step at the front door is just about to just cave in and break. Could you just take a look at it? He says, let me see. Take a look at my forehead. Do you see Home Depot written across my forehead? I don't think so. I've had about enough of this. I'm going to the bar and watch the rest of the game. He storms out. He has a couple of drinks. He's been at the bar for a couple hours. Then he starts feeling bad. He got out of the way to talk to his wife, so he decides to go home. He goes home. He walks up to the house. He notices that step at the front door fixed. It's all been repaired and fixed. He goes in the house. The hall light is not flickering. That bulb, that fixture has been fixed. He goes to the refrigerator for a beer. The refrigerator door is fixed. He says, honey, how did all this stuff get fixed? She says, well, when you left, I went outside on the front step, the porch, and I cried. I just sat there and cried. And this really nice young man came up and asked me what was wrong. And I told him. So he offered to do all the repairs. He said all I had to do was either have sex with him or bake him a cake. Husband says, so what kind of cake did you bake him? She says, do you see Betty Crocker written across my face? maybe it wasn't good enough for the Playhouse. I've already burned it up. I have to turn to something else. I don't do this very often, but I want to do this because the guy who emailed me and asked me very nicely. And I like events where bike. If you say biker, people might think you're talking about like bicycle. No, these are motorcycle bikers. And I like events where bikers all get together. And on July 14th, and I mention this now because this is the kind of thing where you want to get in and register and all that. This is the first St. Charles County raffle ride. And it's $20 per bike. If you have a group of 12, it's only $220. Let me do the math on that. 20 per bike.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good deal. That's like half price, isn't it? 20 per bike, 12 would be $240. So you save $20. Okay? Save $20 if you get a group of 12 bikers together. You sign up before the end of May, which is coming soon. You get 5 extra raffle tickets and a shirt for $8. This is all to benefit the Alzheimer's Association. And the day of the ride, registration will begin at 10 o'clock in the morning. Excuse me. And they ride out at noon. Ride starts at the big St. Charles Motorsports Harley-Davidson. And again, this is July 14th. They start at Big St. Charles Motorsports, then they go out 70 to Winsville Parkway to the new Texas Roadhouse for the first stop. Riders pick up a raffle ticket there, and at each of the stops along the way from Winsville, they go out to Defiance Roadhouse, then to BMO's restaurant in Cottleville, and they end up at the Shamrock's Bar and Grill in St. Peter's. And after the party, they'll have a band, and they'll pull the raffle tickets for the prizes. And all the proceeds benefit the Alzheimer's Association. To sign up, you can go to their Facebook page. It's the Unforgettable Ride. See, unforgettable, like Alzheimer's, is all about not remembering. That's a good name, to benefit the Alzheimer's Association. I could give you a website. You'd never remember it. Unforgettableride2018.com. If you can remember it, fine. If not, I think if you called any of those places I just mentioned, Big St. Charles Motorsports or the Defiance Roadhouse or Shamrocks, they'll give you all the information. So good cause, a lot of fun. I've only done one of those in my life. I'm not a group person. I'm not a joiner or a participant and stuff like that. But I did a poker run for, it was muscular dystrophy years ago. It was 120 miles, and I got to tell you, it was actually fun. I did it as a favor to somebody that really, really wanted me to go, because he thought if I would go, they'd get more riders. I think we had 500 motorcycles. It was a big, big success. So I've done one. They're fun. If you're interested, contact any one of those places for the information. Now, Department of Motor Vehicles, Jeff City, Department of Revenue. In this morning's STL Today Online, which is the Post-Dispatch Online, they had an article about the rejected personalized plates. Who here has personalized plates? Anybody?
I do not.
I don't.
I don't either. I did once in my life ever, and never did it again. Because everybody knows then it's your car, and you can't go to a motel and have an affair in it.
Right.
It just ruins your life. So they published, since the beginning of this year, they have rejected about 450 requests for personalized plates in the state of Missouri. And they listed them. Now, there's no way we're going to go through all of them, but I'm going to do some of these, because I sat there and read these, and 90% of them, I could not figure out why they considered them to be obscene or vulgar. So you tell me. Here are some of the plates that Missouri Department of Revenue. Now, this one, okay. O-O-O-F-U-X.
Oh.
All right, I get that one. Now, this one, I looked at this, and I looked, and I could not. O-D-B-1. What am I missing?
Old Dirty is what the O-D-B stands for, and the last word rhymes with mastered.
I know, you can say bastard, can't you?
Oh.
Is that a thing? ODB? Is that like...
Yeah, he's from the Wu-Tang Clan. He's a rapper from way back in the day.
Why would they not allow Old Dirty Bastard? Bastard is somebody whose parents were not married. That's all that means. Right. Well, they rejected it. How about this one? O-F-O-X. O-Fox? What's wrong with that?
Oh.
What the heck's wrong with that? No, come on. A fox is a hot... hey, she's a fox.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at, Lyman?
Because it's not supposed to be fox.
It's
Think
not?
Think about it. O-F is what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Oh, what's O-X? So why is that...
O-F. Like, but if you say it like... Oh, like if you say it a certain way, it sounds like you're saying something badly.
No, I think they're taking this too far. O-F-O-X. Come on.
You old fox.
Yeah. Yeah. What about, okay, this one I get. O-F-C-K-S. Okay, come on. Do you think that's not gonna get rejected? Now, I don't get this. O-F-G as a plate. What's wrong with that?
OFG.
What if somebody's initials are OFG?
Old Friendly Giant.
No, it's usually OMFG, which is Oh My Frigging God. Except the F stands for something else. OFG.
But see, I think a lot of people innocently apply for plates. It could be somebody's initials, OFG, and they get rejected and they don't know why. I don't know why these things are dirty. Here, OFK2GV. What the heck?
OFK.
OFK2GV. That got rejected.
The OFG actually stands for a violent gang that's in the United States. I just looked that up because I didn't think I was right when I said that. The Oak Forest Gang. It promotes gang.
Is there anything that doesn't mean something horrible? I mean,
What was the one you just read?
OFK2GV. I'm lost. Now, there's one on this list. Anybody that would submit this to the Department of Revenue for a plate and thinks it's going to go through is an idiot. Here's the plate. OFUCKS.
Oh, my goodness.
That's an actual plate that they rejected. Well, no kidding.
Yes. Like that.
All right. OHCRP, which I guess is old crap. Oh, come on. It really... Yeah. You gotta not let that be a... Now, here's one. O-H-S-H-A-T. O-Shat.
O-Shat.
Which is the past tense of S-H-I-T. Yeah.
Okay. Somebody who has pooped.
Okay, I guess I can get... Now, this one, it took me a couple times to stare at this one. O-L-D... F-K-R...
Oh.
I'm an old... current. I'm an old... All right, hang on here. There's some more. Why is this offensive, and why did this get rejected? O-H-B-U-C-K. O-Buck. Come on.
Not really sure.
What's dirty about that? What about this? O-M-Y... D-A-M. Oh, my damn. Is that the worst thing in the world?
Probably. Apparently, OFK2GV means zero Fs to give. Thank you, Rich.
Well, who knows that?
Jaime does.
Apparently, look at the phone. Does. Look at the phone. All these people who know all this stuff, they're all calling right now. Mm-hmm. I think I get this one. O-V-A. O-V-A-C-U-M.
Oh.
Oh, well, now hang on.
Over what?
Overcome, like overcome. Uh-huh. I'm overcome with sadness. Only it's C-U-M, so that's probably why they
have a plate with C-U-M on it.
Can't do that.
Now I sort of get why they rejected this, but I sort of don't. Let's say you're Dr. Doug, but you're a veterinarian who only works on female dogs. The plate they rejected was one bitch. Now, what if you are female and you apply for the plate and you're proud that you're a bitch? You know, everybody says I'm such a bitch. Why is that so horrible that you couldn't have that plate?
But could you imagine how much fun it would be for a cop to pull them over and they're trying to read the license plates? Like, what does it say? Well, I got one bitch here. That's kind of funny.
Here, tell me why this is bad. 1-N-G-I-N. N-N-G-I-N. No, it's one. It's not an I. 1-N-G, 1-N. 1-N-G, 1-N. Who are the people on this board that have to know all this stuff? That's the other thing. They got to know, what's dirty and what's not dirty. Why is this bad? One nug. One N-U-G. What's bad about that? What's a nug?
A nug is, it's a little nug of weed that you get.
See, you... You millennials. No, you have your own language. I didn't know. Did you know that? Who knew that? Did you know that? No.
There's a way. There's way more codes nowadays. You should have somebody who's 16. Right,
this should not be rejected unless this means something. One pootie. What's pootie? What is that? Pootie. Lime is laughing at everyone. He knows what every one of these means. No, I don't think it's poot like that poot.
I think it is.
Pootie is something else. No, it's not poot. Pootie? It's pootie. If it were passing gas, it'd be one poot.
There's
this is
nothing.
One poot. Pootie.
There's I can't think of anything pootie that could have a sexual reference.
Well, I guarantee
or drug
you there's
reference.
Something called pootie that we don't know about.
Tootie pootie. Oh, Rudy. Tootie pootie.
That'd be a great ice cream. Tootie pootie ice cream.
Tootie pootie.
Now, why is this bad? 3-J-O-H-2-A. 3-J-O-H-2-A. Good luck figuring that out. And there's some of these that, like 1-S-S-A-F-B.
Hang on a second. Sometimes they use letters to cover up words, so you could be looking at like an actual word. Like you need to,
like
to look.
Like a three is not really a three.
Yeah, like it could be a B or an A or something like that.
Okay. Well, I just most of them I didn't get.
Like if the three was a B, it would start off BJ.
Mm-hmm.
Going with that.
3J would be BJ. Yeah,
would be BJ. Right.
What does BJ mean? I don't get it. I'm kidding.
Big John.
All right. Mike Evans has been late the last couple of days. We don't want to make him mad. He just had to move and everything, and he's probably in a bad mood. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Pootie.
All right, so this woman, it's her 60th birthday, and she's pretty hot looking. She's a really hot 60-year-old, and she knows it. She's divorced. She treats herself to a nice suite and a nice hotel, but she's by herself. So she's in this nice room, 60th birthday, looks really good for her age. And there's a phone book, like an actual old-time phone book in the hotel room. And she just starts looking through it and comes across one of these escort services where they offer men and women. And they have pictures of some of the guys you can hire. And so the more she thinks about it, she thinks, you know what? It's my birthday, my 60th birthday. I'm going to call and request that one of these guys come to my room and pleasure me. So she's looking through the ad in the phone book. There's a full-page ad, and they got some of the guys there. One guy is called Tender Tony. He's a real handsome guy. He's really got a six-pack abs. And Limey, if you keep looking at me while I do this, it makes me just nervous. I don't know why.
All right, when I miss the signal.
No, you won't. So Tender Tony is the one that kind of jumps out at her. Handsome, physically fit, six-pack abs, good look, wavy hair, nice smile. She thinks this is the guy. She goes, nobody will ever know. There's a hotel phone, so she doesn't want to use her cell phone because, I mean, somebody could at some point go, ooh, we found this number in your cell phone. You hired a gigolo. You hired a male escort. So she thinks, I'll just use the hotel phone. And I'll call this service, and I'll request this guy. So she picks up the phone, and she dials, and a voice says, good evening. How can I help you? She says, I want you to come to my hotel room, and I want you to give me a massage because I understand you give great massages. She says, you know what? Let me just cut to the chase. Let's not play this massage game. I'm going to just be straight with you. I'm alone in my room. I want sex. It's my birthday. I want it, and I want it hot, and I want it now, and I want you to bring every implement, every toy, everything made out of rubber or leather, every whip, everything you got in your bag of tricks. We are going to go hot and heavy, and we're going to go all night. You can tie me up. You can cover me with chocolate syrup, whipped cream. I don't care. Anything goes. Everything goes. I am ready. How does that sound? And the voice on the other end of the phone says, well, that sounds fantastic, but you need to press 9 for an outside line.
Let's check traffic here, Story Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Discover Student Loans. Traffic stacking up into the city for tonight's Cards game. Eastbound 70 Earth City Expressway all the way to Lucas and Hunt. Eastbound 64 is Clarkson Olive most of the way to Big Bend. You've got delays southbound 270 Page to Doherty Ferry, and westbound 44 jams up Jefferson to Shrewsbury. Figuring out how to cover college costs? Discover Student Loans, one of the top private student loan lenders in the country with great rates, zero fees, plus students earn a cash reward for their good grades. Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net. First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where you can feast on it. When was the last time you had giant Alaskan king crab legs? These babies are at least a pound each, and they're served sliced open, so all you do is dig out the meat and dip it in a seasoned hot clarified butter. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
At the Gatesworth, you set the standard for exceptional senior living. Their warm residential setting and commitment to personalized service ensure that each resident has what they need, when they need it, and the way they like it. Start with the active routine, relax, and savor each moment. Visit the Gatesworth on Facebook or schedule a personal tour on thegatesworth.com and see for yourself how the Gatesworth does senior living your way.
Schnucks is proud to partner with Folds of Honor, providing scholarships for the children of fallen or disabled military heroes. Folds of Honor has awarded some 16,000 scholarships, including more than 100 in the St. Louis area. Now through July 4th, round up your purchase at Schnucks and support those families who've sacrificed so much. Join our mission. Visit your neighborhood Schnucks or go to schnucks.com/Folds of Honor.
Can't get mad at us today because we're going to give him all the time in the world. He, of course, is now an official resident of Dallas, Texas, the Big D. Next door to Fort Worth, big town. That Dallas is a big city. He's going to get the big city life feel. His name is Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Guns. Those of you who were in agony because yesterday Annie Guns was closed. Well, not today. They closed only on Monday. Same case for the smokehouse next door, closed only on Monday. You know where Chesterfield Valley is, and I think you do, just go east of everything else there, and there they sit. Annie Guns in the smokehouse. You need reservations for dinner at Annie Guns. You just do. You always do. Go by the, take a look at the parking lot tonight. You'll see why. And gift cards are always a great idea. They sell thousands of them every year, not just in the holiday season. But every day is a great day for somebody to receive a gift card from Annie Guns of the Smokehouse. And now from Dallas, Texas, we have to get used to saying that. Years and years and years, we've said Coachella Valley, Southern California. Now it's from Dallas, Texas. Here is Mike Evans.
Big city, homie, but not as big as Los Crapulas, sewer by the sea.
Oh, that Los Angeles, I just don't think, I say I don't think I could live there, but for the right money, I guess you can live anywhere. So far, how is Dallas?
Just great.
Yeah, how's the neighborhood? You like that neighborhood, I know.
Oh, the neighborhood is beautiful. It's a place called Rockwall. I joined the country club today. We even played 18 holes of golf. The whole back nine is on a lake.
Now, have they been humbled yet by your golf game? Because you're a pretty good golfer.
Well, I've only played one game on this course, so it's going to take me a while to learn the.
No, word will spread. Don't play against that new guy, boy. He's good.
I know. Pop quiz today. Name the name of the star who is dating Ben Affleck's ex-wife, Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
Nope. Wait, it was down. There we go.
I know.
Liam Neeson, Jake Gyllenhaal, Chris Pine, Chris Evans. Answer in a minute. Speaking of Jake Gyllenhaal, reminds me he has just signed to be the next villain in Spider-Man Homecoming. Says he prefers to be a villain than any other character. Love Nuggets, Katie Holmes. Mm-hmm. Is fabulous and furious. She's mad at Jamie Foxx, who we told you about this a while back. The two have been seriously dating for a couple of years, but Jamie now spends most of his time partying in Los Angeles while she's in New York with Suri. Katie says, quote, that's up to him. But the time is coming. Party like a kid or man up with me. End quote. I don't know what is going to happen to that relationship. It was so strong, and then all of a sudden he's wandering off the reservation. Well. Justin Theroux and Jennifer Aniston. That divorce has gotten very ugly. Jennifer now forbids Justin to even talk to any of her friends.
What kind of man lets a woman tell him what to do?
Exactly. And she's also been spewing some sick stories about Justin as well. Just voted Best Lakes in Hollywood. Any guesses?
Wait, Best Legs?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought he said Lakes.
I did, yeah, too. I did too. First, I did, too.
Sorry.
Okay, Best Legs. And well, that's a tough one because you don't always get to see a lot of leg, depending on the movie. Best Legs. I'm going to go Charlize Theron. Anybody else?
Julia Roberts.
Oh, I was going to go Julia Roberts. I'll go with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
His mic up?
Oh, I'll say Yasiel Puig.
Who?
Yasiel Puig.
Puig he's a ball player.
Played right field for the Dodgers.
Oh, wait a minute. Ha, ha, ha.
That was really funny. Answer is Jennifer Lopez.
Oh,
okay,
Lopez.
Well, dancer. That makes sense.
The good, the bad, the ugly. First, the good. I think it's great. The Pope has told gays it's all right that you are gay. God made you that way. Here's my opinion. Gays are gay. Like, I have blue eyes. That's just the way it is.
Right.
I don't believe they chose that way.
Nope.
Just the way that they are made, nobody should be discriminated against. Can't be any more simple than that. No comments?
No, there's nothing to comment about. I don't think anybody disagrees with that.
We're all gay and we all agree.
Well.
Now the bad.
Kidding.
Just ignore him. Now the bad. California Governor Jerry Brown allowed 30 MS-13 gang members to walk rather than being turned over to ICE. MS-13 leader Miguel Correa Diaz, just arrested, had sent out word to his gang to kill one policeman every day in June. So if there are any policemen killed in California in June, some are demanding Brown be charged as an accomplice if they're killed by MS-13 gang members.
Well, you know what? I don't know that I disagree with that.
I totally agree with
it. And it's on his head if they do.
Why would he let
them go?
Because he's an idiot.
Wow.
He's the worst.
So he didn't let them go because they were threatening to kill a cop at one every day in June. He let them go and then they made that threat?
Doesn't matter. Yes. Shouldn't let them go anyway. They're MS-13.
Yeah. Wow.
Bad, bad people. You think Schwarzenegger? You think Schwarzenegger was a bad governor? This guy.
It just happened about the same time. I don't even know that he knew about what
was going on.
What
does he expect? You let them go, they're going to go to teach Sunday school or something?
I still don't understand why he let them go.
Yeah.
Now the ugly. In Robert Kennedy Jr.'s new book, he swears there is evidence that the CIA assassinated his uncle, John F. Kennedy. And now some over-the-toppers suggest our corrupt government could do the same to the current president.
I do not.
That's ugly.
I do not for a moment think that's not possible. And I have a question. It's a serious question. What is the deal with Robert Kennedy Jr.'s voice? What is that thing? His voice has always been restrained. What is that?
I don't know what it is. I don't like him at all.
It's just he has a very, it's almost like a vocal cord issue or something. No, seriously.
Yeah, that sounds like Bill Clinton.
A little bit, but it's a strain for him to speak. Hmm. And it was when he was a young man, it was a strain. I just didn't know if anybody knew what that was or not.
I don't know. Is it just me or does Mark Zuckerberg look like the kind of guy you could not trust?
Yeah,
I completely agree.
Yeah, I agree.
You just can't trust him. Just looking at him, you go, I wouldn't turn my back on that guy for a minute.
He has one of those expressionless faces. Mm-hmm. There's no warmth there.
Creepy.
There's no...
Dead eyes.
It's not pleasant. Yeah, dead eyes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
There you go. And finally...
Oh, come on. This is one of the best ones ever. All the time in the world for today.
Well, see, yesterday was short, so I didn't know how much to prepare for.
No, you should know we always make good. We give you plenty of time. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, homie.
That's all right.
Who's dating Jennifer Garner? Liam Neeson, Jake Gyllenhaal, Chris Pine, Chris Evans?
I'm going to go with Jake Gyllenhaal.
I was going to say that, so I'll go Chris Pine.
Okay. I'll say Jake Gyllenhaal.
Then I'll say Liam Neeson.
The answer is Liam Neeson.
Aha, uh-huh, don't go away. Don't go away.
No, don't go. He did not pay attention.
Man.
He does not take instruction well.
No, he doesn't.
Who was in he's dating? I didn't even hear who was. I just guessed the name. Who's the
Ben Affleck's ex-wife?
Oh, Garner?
Jennifer
Garner. Way to go, Liam.
Liam Neeson.
Mm-hmm. I don't like her.
Did not see that.
Like, you also like that Andy McDowell. Why hasn't she been anything lately? Groundhog Day. She was fantastic.
Oh, wow, yeah.
What else has she been in?
What happened to Minnie Driver?
I can't stand her.
I mean, she's got a giant head, but all of a sudden she just disappeared.
She looks dirty to me. And not in a good way, like Susan Sarandon looks like she needs a shower, but in a good way. Minnie Driver doesn't look clean to me. I don't know if it's just me or not, but she just doesn't look clean. I know that's weird.
Is it just her face or like how she dresses and presents herself?
It's like everything. She just, I don't know. She just looks like she didn't quite have time to take a shower. Like she might not smell good or something. Susan Sarandon, on the other hand, has that same sort of look, only it's in a hot way, if that makes sense. Hot sweaty. There's not hot sweaty and there's hot sweaty. Okay?
I get you.
Meaning attractive sweaty.
Right.
Yeah. That was Mike Evans from Dallas, Texas. He's a new resident there. He's brought to you by Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards, always a good idea. We got a little time, just a couple of things here. I've never understood why every 3 or 4 years there's all this big news that seems to come out about King Tut's tomb. It's like every few years there's more big King Tut news. Well, the guy's been dead for like a million years. And how much more? The last was a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't have a time to mention that, or I just didn't get around to it, but they've done these radar scans, and now they say it provides conclusive evidence there are no hidden rooms inside King Tutankhamun's burial chamber.
Tutankhamun.
Well, thank goodness. Thank goodness we know now. There are no hidden
but didn't
chambers.
They just,
why did it take this long to figure that out?
Well, didn't they just do, what was it, 2-3 months ago, they did x-rays of the Great Pyramid in Giza, and they said that there's little hidden compartments in there, and
well,
there's one
they
haven't figured out a doorway
to
it.
And now they say there's not. They're not those compartments. And one of the dumbest but funniest things ever was, remember when Steve Martin did King Tut?
Yes.
Born in Arizona, moved to Babylonia.
Funky Tut. Boom, boom.
That's so stupid it's funny.
I know.
And I don't know about the rest of you, but I, for quite some time, have wondered, when is Rolls-Royce going to come out with an SUV? Well,
I've always wondered that.
They have. And you, being a guy who lived over, did you ever, by the way, do you know where Goodwood, England is?
I have no idea.
That's where Rolls-Royce is made.
Goodwood, England.
Goodwood, England. Goodwood. Outside of London. Yeah. Outside of London.
How much is this SUV Rolls-Royce?
$325,000. Luxury SUV. This is the part I like.
There's a lot of women that move the Goodwood, I hear.
That's the part I like. It's as rugged as any SUV in the off-road mode. Now, who is going to take? Who's going to drive a Rolls-Royce SUV? The wife of some CEO or some famous somebody. They'll drive, and it'll never see off-road. I bet you that in certain parts of the country, especially where there's never snow, there are people driving around, and I'm sorry, but a lot of times it's women. They never put it in 4x4 because it's never needed, yet they have to have an SUV, an off-road vehicle. It never goes off-road. How many Rolls-Royce SUVs are going to go off-road?
None.
But for some reason, they decided there's a market. $325,000 plus an extra $5,250 for the gas guzzler tax, and says it can drill through the dirt. Yeah. I don't know how many people are going to do that. Do you know who owns Rolls-Royce? BMW. You know who owns Bentley? Volkswagen.
No way.
Now, there's something about that doesn't seem...
That makes sense.
Right.
It's almost like Bentley should own Volkswagen.
Yeah,
Volkswagen owns Bentley.
Because a Bentley is just... historically known as like this incredibly classy vehicle, and you know, Volkswagen.
Owned by Volkswagen. You know. Volkswagen's a good vehicle. It is. It's just funny that they own Bentley. I think we're out of time. In fact, I know we are. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll be back here tomorrow. Dr. Doug Pernikoff will join us tomorrow. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is KM Jans, and you're listening to 5-9 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 5-9TheFan.com St. Louis.